This is the Oil Sand Tech Podcast with Aaron Shearhart. The oil sand industry is the largest unconventional oil business in Canada. And on this podcast, we'll be interviewing people who are building products and building services that can improve the oil sands. We tell the story of how to build products and bring them to market. The Oil Sand Tech Podcast. And now, Aaron Shearhart.
So welcome to the Oil Sand Tech Podcast, and it's my pleasure today to introduce James McDonough. James is a Canadian entrepreneur, currently based in Houston, and essentially James is a problem solver. He's worked in a number of different industries, ranging from oil and gas, mining, forestry, government, consumer goods, and technology. And James is really an expert at seeking out ideas and finding a way of implementing those ideas to solve problems. So with that, James, I'd like to welcome you to the podcast.
Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on it. And if you can, I guess, introduce yourself as well, like tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I'm a Canadian boy originally. I'm based in Houston. It's probably the 10th country I've worked in now. I spent most of my time in Asia Pacific, from Australia and all over that region. Currently, I'm co-founder and CEO of SeaForge. But I have a background of growing up my entire, I guess, life in heavy industry, from working maintenance shutdowns and on the green chain up in Canada in forest and pulp and paper. To then spend a lot of time in Asia Pacific, did my MBA there, and went to management consulting for a while in operational excellence across mining, construction, oil and gas, all the heavy dirty industries. And then 3 years ago, co-founded SeaForge with my co-founder Chris Bjorklund, and now have grown to the U.S. and we're currently based in Houston, Texas, and we take venture capital money, and now we're just growing into the oil and gas industry.
That's awesome. All of the get or done industries, eh?
That's right. That's the dirty, heavy, industries that make the world go around. We love them.
Yeah, definitely. So before we get into kind of the technology side, we want to hear a little bit about your personal journey as well. So how did you first get your start in the oil and gas industry?
I grew up in the forest and pulp and paper, obviously growing up in the west coast of Canada. After doing my MBA, I got into management consulting and I refocused back into operational excellence. So basically cost cutting, efficiency improvement, Lean Six Sigma, making things better, faster, cheaper out on heavy industry sites, and did a couple projects in oil and gas across Australia and Asia. And that was kind of my first kind of introduction to oil and gas, of sitting on frack and drill and completion rigs out in the middle of Australia, and companies like Halliburton, and liaising with owner operators, etc. So that was my first taste. And then now SeaForge has grown, we focus into the oil and gas vertical, providing our, we can talk about more of that later, but providing the service to making that industry more efficient.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds like you've really have a pretty breadth of experience in a number of, all heavy duty related industries. So can you share with us what really drives you?
I'm an efficiency guy. So, if we can make it, faster, better, cheaper, with less resources, and that's been kind of my career focus to date. But now that technology with things like big data and data analytics and visualization, you can really start to go to a deeper level of continuous improvement, whether it's from a cost perspective, but also we have clients improving their safety and incident rates with SeaForge. So it goes to that higher level of making the industry safer, more environmentally friendly, and eventually more efficient, so that they can potentially move on to alternative energy sources, et cetera. So we feel if we can improve the industry as a whole from a variety of different angles, then we're advancing.
It really excites me when I'm able to, I guess, try to make an impact in terms of in whether that is through business process improvement or many, just finding a way of actually, leveraging technology to make an improvement in this industry. And as you were mentioning, there's so many opportunities to do with big data and so many things that just didn't exist 20 years ago. And so I guess we'll get into talking about your product as well, which is a great example. But before we do that, what oil and gas technology really excites you?
I really believe that oil and gas is a big data play. So, there's everything from just the raw analytics and visualization. We're focused on making, the field more efficient and allowing companies to, command and control their operations to better overall. And so goes from just making everyday life on site to the guys and girls having to do safety items or rig move checklists all the way to pumper rounds or refinery inspections, just making their life easier and more enjoyable where they can focus on higher value things. And that's rewarding at the end of the day. So, it goes from the field all the way up to kind of a high level industry view, and that's what we're excited about.
Great. So why don't you tell us in a little bit more detail about the product that you've developed, just tell us all about it.
So basically, we're able to, as I mentioned before, we're allowing companies to control and command their field based processes across the oil and gas value chain. So from upstream, from drilling, rig moves, and frac complete, et cetera, all the way down to downstream with distribution of moving crude around, refinery it and within the refineries themselves. So stretching from all the way from upstream to downstream. And what we do is we enable all of the field-based traditionally paperwork to be done digitally. So if you think we've created a fat finger app that flexes around any process. So think of it as a table where a client can say, I do a JSA or a safety observation or an incident form from the safety standpoint, and then I also do a rig move checklist or a pumper round or some other kind of operational document or process. Mm-hmm. We can do all of that from one app. So a fat finger user, guys and girls on site, with their big fingers, maybe non-technology background from any device, so their iPhone, iPad, Android, or computer, can have an extremely easy, almost consumer experience with their device of choice and follow the workflow. So they can fill out their safety item or their standard operating procedure and make sure basically that the data that the company requires to run operations is captured. So think of a fat finger app. And instead of paper. Now, that's the data capture element and, standardizing the processes for the guys out in the field. But then all that data goes into our workflow and analytics engine. So we can start visualizing the data that is captured on site, which basically is giving executives a real-time window into their operations. So they know who is doing the items on site, who's not doing them, who trends within their processes that they've never seen, alerts and analytics to any of the key items or KPIs that they're following as a business. So it's solving basically two problems of the capture, but also the visualization and the workflow behind the scenes.
Yeah, that sounds really sounds appealing. When you kind of describe the product, what I immediately think about is safety, being out in the field and actually, identifying, like a small spill of some liquid on a floor somewhere where somebody could be falling, and result in quite a serious injury. And not having to go through the paperwork trail that can sometimes get lost and having immediate results. That sounds really, really effective.
Yeah, so we automate that entire process. So we can, if you think from what happens after a spill, or an incident of any type, whether it's a maintenance item or a safety item, they have a standard, work capture. So what happened, who did it, time, et cetera. So we capture that with photos and GPS location, follow that customized form or app for what the company wants. And then we automate the process end to end. So, after that's been submitted, do certain people need to be alerted? That record is kept for compliance reasons and then also is populated into the dashboards so that, the month later or, even at that time, they can see their KPIs being changed as they go. So we go, I guess, not only from the capture, but all the way to the end of the process, all automated.
And so you're mentioning so for example, your product can be integrated into SAP or Oracle.
Of course. So we understand that clients have large enterprise systems like SAP or Oracle or SharePoint or whatever it is, and our vision is to become the fat finger front end to those systems. So out of the box, yes, you can customize. If you show me three workflows, we can set that up in a few minutes, and away you go with your Fat Finger app and your charts and customized KPI dashboards are all ready to go. But we understand that sometimes that data wants to go to other places, to some niche systems, and we're open to then passing that real time perfect data that's coming from the field into those systems, so that SAP gets their system of record populated, and basically we're enhancing our clients, I guess, current IT infrastructure investments.
My experience with using SAP is that if there was ever any kind of change that wanted to be identified, it was like pulling your hair out trying to actually have a change to the forms or kind of like workflow because the system is so big. So is there implementation issues? Like how long does it take you to get set up once you decide, okay, like we're going to use your system?
Well, that's the exciting thing about cloud and being a SaaS product is, when we go to an oil, whether it's a super major, independent owner operator, or it's a service provider from a drilling, frack, trucking company, when we're demoing for a client, we're actually building their workflows. So they bring their their safety observation card or their JSA or their field ticket for keeping track of their work. We build that in front of them, and really they can walk out of that meeting set up and ready to go. And that's the power of, the cloud and kind of what we've built, and that it kind of blows clients away of being able, you're basically implemented. Obviously we have, we call them success coaches who will hold our client's hand, through the implementation. Basically it's a support role of this is how you set up more users and, use more in-depth functionality, but really, that's why it's an exciting time. Clients can start using CForge immediately.
Wow, the SaaS model or the software as a service is pretty appealing by the sounds of it. That's awesome. And so I guess now could we maybe move on to can you walk us through how you from idea to execution? Like how the idea was conceived for the product, and then how you actually, went about building the solution and kind of working towards commercialization.
Yeah, so because the journey of the CForge has been like any technology company. Chris Bjorklund and myself started in his garage/spare office in Perth, Australia, and he was working on some similar technology ideas. Had a custom development software company that was doing quite well, and I was consulting at the time for a oil and gas company. And we said, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? And we think we can really solve a problem. We've seen this a lot. and let's go talk, you know, start talking to people in the market. And they said, yeah, that's, and this was 3 years ago. So, you know, people were starting a lot of, from the enterprise standpoint, there was no iPads. They're getting their first iPhones to very senior management. BlackBerry is still predominant. It's, you know, some, it is in some places still, but, and, you know, really just went to market and you know, start initial customer interest in shaping the product. And we raised some angel capital there, which allowed us a, you know, team to build out a alpha beta product. And, you know, just did the normal kind of progression of from idea and vision to, you know, to where we are today, where we're backed by the Mercury Fund in Houston, as well as Surge Ventures, which is the only oil and gas vertically focused accelerator. So they take about 500 companies a year apply, and 10 get in, which they give mentorship from, you know, all the super majors are investors into Surge Ventures. And so they give mentorship from people like them, as well as successful technology, oil and gas entrepreneurs kind of surround you and help slingshot you into the market here. As well as Correlation Ventures and about 8 other expert oil and gas advisor investors as well on the team. So we've been incredibly fortunate to have, you know, attracted some very high caliber talent in technology and oil and gas that are kind of behind the vision of the company.
Yeah, I've heard about the Surge Accelerator and spoken to a couple of different participants. It seems like a very worthwhile accelerator and so focused. Like, I don't think there's anything else anywhere in the world that's that focused on the oil and gas business.
Yeah, it's truly unique, and the caliber of people that are, you know, Surge, you know, they're investors and the people backing Surge itself are, you know, industry people and, you know, the super majors and the large service providers as well. So it's really, it's not just investment focused, it's actually an industry focus to drive innovation in the oil patch. So, and we're right in the middle of that, which has been, you know, fantastic for us as a company.
Yeah, it gets me excited. There's so many opportunities for building products within this industry, and that's why I'm launching this podcast to hopefully highlight some of the innovative products just like your own here. So maybe now we can go back to the actual product and talk about it a little bit more. So I've just been kind of thinking, so like a product like this where you have essentially a handheld device and you can enter information into like an ERP. Can you use it for project management as well?
We've had a few use cases for project management, basically status of the project, where guys and girls or the engineers that are sitting in Houston want to know how a project is going in Colombia or, you know, somewhere else in the world, or, you know, offsite, somewhere where they can actually touch and feel it. And having the inspections or the status of the project, having that, you know, photos of that and also the GPS location and all the details taken from the field rep, and having that real time with the rich data for maybe an engineer on, you know, in sitting in the office, is being really valuable for them. So we don't do, you know, we're not a project management software where we, you know, task out the project for, you know, end to end with different activities and resources. We don't do that. We allow, you know, there's obviously specialized software that does that, but we can do the front end field side of it. So that maybe a quality control or product status update, and then all the maybe the processes that they have to do on site to make that project happen, like safety or inspections or quality control, etc.
The instance that I kind of thought about it is just during like a major maintenance event or a turnaround, and where staying on schedule and kind of like communicating when a task is finished, as soon as it's finished, so that you can plan and manage kind of the workforce appropriately. Like, so for example, is it possible to hook the back end on the information into something like Primavera, like a project management software like that?
Yeah. So we have an open API that we're open to giving the data to whoever needs it in whatever format they need. So whatever system they have, we're open to passing that data. It's not like we hold it hostage within CForge. They can, you know, export it in Excel anytime they want, or we can do a, you know, a custom connection to whatever products they need. And what that allows is, you know, we see, you know, the industry right now with, you know, the turnover issues it has, as well as people coming in who are very junior. You may not want to, or clients are seeing, you know, to train someone on a heavy duty project management software, ERP, safety software, that's a lot of time and energy to train up those users. And the field users a lot of the time don't need to be power users. Mm-hmm. They're, you know, essentially just capturing some basic information on site, and that's, you know, then they're back on the tools or back on to, you know, making whatever their job is on site happen. So we become that fat finger front end to multiple processes that then can pass that data to multiple systems in the background. So the unit, the field guy only needs to see one app, and which can then feed multiple systems like whatever it is, Primavera or ERP XYZ.
No, great. So, so jumping over to the analytics part that you mentioned, I guess my experience writing analytical reports from SAP is a little painful. Just in terms of sometimes
your words, not mine. You know,
Can you tell us a little bit about your how does your analytics work within CForge?
So it starts with we have a kind of a drag and drop almost app builder. So let's say for example, safety is a common thing. So a safety observation has 10 fields or 10 questions, like what was the risk level and what caused, you know, what was the root cause? Was it working at heights, or was it a body position, or was it, you know, personal protective equipment, for example? So when we build that on CForge, automatically the KPI or the dashboards have been built just by building that workflow. And so the client is already set up and tracking any data point that is put through CForge. And so they can see now a real-time graph or visualization of what data is being put through. So then that, you know, if that person is a safety manager or a and they really want to see, you know, what are the causes of all of our safety observations, that is already being built and available, and so they can see that graph just by creating that workflow. And so our vision is to have CForge being used end-to-end. It's not just the data capture. Mm-hmm. That is certainly an important element, but it's, you know, you're capturing that data for a reason, and you want to be able to, you know, take actionable, you want to have your insights to create action, whether it's a targeted training exercise or follow up that individual or whatever it may be. That happens automatically in the product. So, those basically customized dashboards are available for that type of user, or that role that they're in.
Can you tell us about the intrinsically safe cell phone product that you have? So, I understand with the product that you sell, you're able to use like an iPhone or a Samsung Galaxy S4 in the plant.
Yeah, of course. So we have a number of products that, you know, provide you to take a iPhone, iPad, iPad Mini. I think there's a Samsung device and a few others. They're all on CForge.com, but into a classified area, and so they're waterproof, dustproof, vibration. You know, they're ruggedized, but now they're classified, and they come with the certifications that you can actually, you know, go into those classified environments and do your work. So that is, you know, that's blown open the, you know, oil and gas or traditional industries where, you know, electronic devices just, you couldn't get in there, or it was cost prohibitive because you have to have like a, you know, a $5,000 intrinsically safe computer. Now you can take your iPhone or your iPad or your Android, whatever device you'd like, onto site and now use some powerful, you know, enterprise applications from those pieces of hardware that you probably already have in your pocket. And so that's, you know, we get very strong interest from that. And, you know, it's an exciting part of our business.
Yeah, I can immediately see the advantage? I mean, if you're able to use your iPhone, you know, out in the plant or whatnot.
Yeah, so you can use them as the phone and, you know, all the traditional stuff. But, you know, clients are excited that, you know, now that they, instead of paper, that they can have, you know, real-time data, look at their standard operating procedures, collect that data all from a device that they love to use anyways. That's simple, you know, has a beautiful user experience. And, you know, now they can act, they're using it as a serious business tool because they can take it into those environments.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting too, how the iPhone's really kind of evolved from being a, I mean, essentially being a toy to being a real business product. So,
of course.
Yeah. So, so I guess, what is the best way for our listeners to get in contact with you?
So with SeaForge, we're, you know, SeaForge is spelled SeeForge.com. You know, love, you can check us out online. We're on the, you know, app and Android store. If you search for SeaForge there as well. You can always, you know, ping me directly at James@SeaForge.com or ping me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to, you know, talk to other people in the industry or exploring innovation, or obviously we love customers from the owner operators to the service provider. So you feel free, anyone, to reach out anytime.
Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, thank you so much for coming on to the Oil Sand Tech podcast and sharing your story, your journey. And so before we finish, can you provide kind of one piece of advice for a listener who's looking to leverage technology in his current operations?
I think it's really, clients demand a beautiful user experience now, and which is not only extremely easy to use, but powerful. And so I think here a lot of oil and gas traditional software has been clunky, hard to use, and limiting. And now with the changes in the industry, people demand a fantastic experience end to end. And I think, you know, selecting products that your people actually want to use and get value, and so that they can focus on their core role and do a better job at the end of the day and a safer job. That's our tip and what we live by.
That's good words to live by. So thanks again for joining us, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks again, Aaron. Loved it. Anytime.
Thank you so much for listening all the way through to the very first episode of the Oil Sand Tech podcast. Head to our website to find up-to-date information about future episodes and events that we'll be hosting in Alberta and beyond. So at oilsandtech.com. And if you have any feedback, you can get a hold of me through the website or email me directly at aaron@oilsandtech.com. So thank you again for spending your precious time with me here, and I hope to hear from you again.